जय राधा माधव पुण्य विहारी
Now chapter 77, Lord Krishna slays the demon Shalva. Shukdev Goswami said, after refreshing himself with water, putting on his armor, and picking up his bow, Lord Pradyumna told his driver, take me back to where the hero Dhuman is standing. In Pradyumna's absence, Dhuman had been devastating his army, but now Pradyumna counterattacked Dhuman and, smiling, pierced him with 8 Nadacha arrows. With 4 of these arrows, he struck Dhuman's 4 horses, with 1 arrow, his driver, with 2 more arrows, his bow and chariot flag, and with the last arrow, Dhuman's head. Gada, Satyaki, Samba, and others began killing Shalva's army, and thus all the soldiers inside the airship began falling into the ocean, their necks severed. As the Yadus and Shalva's followers thus went on attacking one another, the tumultuous, fearsome battle continued for 27 days and nights. Invited by Yudhishthir, the son of Dharma, Lord Krishna had gone to Indraprastha. Now that the Rajasuya sacrifice had been completed and Shishupal killed, the Lord began to see inauspicious omens. So he took leave of the Kuru elders and the great sages, and also of Prita and her sons, and returned to Dwarka. The Lord said to himself, because I have come here with my respected elder brother, kings partial to Shishupal may well be attacking my capital city. After he arrived at Dwarka and saw how his people were threatened with destruction, and also saw Shalva and his Soba airship, Lord Keshava arranged for the city's defense and then addressed Daruka as follows. Lord Krishna said, O driver, quickly take my chariot near Shalva. This lord of Soba is a powerful magician. Don't let him bewilder you. Thus ordered, Daruka took command of the Lord's chariot and drove forth. As the chariot entered the battlefield, everyone there, both friend and foe, caught sight of the emblem of Garuda. When Shalva, the master of a decimated army, saw Lord Krishna approaching, he hurled his spear at the Lord's charioteer. The spear roared frighteningly as it flew across the battlefield. Shalva's hurtling spear lit up the whole sky like a mighty meteor, but Lord Shaori tore the great weapon into hundreds of pieces with his arrows. Lord Krishna then pierced Shalva with 16 arrows and struck the Soba airship with a deluge of arrows as it darted about the sky. Firing his arrows, the Lord appeared like the sun flooding the heavens with its rays. Shalva then managed to strike Lord Krishna's left arm, which held his bow Sharanga, and amazingly, Sharanga fell from his hand. Those who witnessed this all cried out in dismay. Then the master of Soba roared loudly and addressed Lord Janardhan. Shalva said,
you fool!
Because in our presence you kidnapped the bride of our friend Shishupal, your own cousin. And because you later murdered him in the sacred assembly while he was inattentive. Today, with my sharp arrows, I will send you to the land of no return. Though you think yourself invincible, I will kill you now if you dare stand before me. O dullard, you boast in vain, Shalva, since you fail to see death standing near you. Real heroes do not talk much, but rather show their prowess in action.
Having said this, the furious lord swung his club with frightening power and speed and hit Shalva on the collarbone, making him tremble and vomit blood. But as soon as Lord Achyuta withdrew his club, Shalva disappeared from sight, and a moment later, a man approached the lord. Bowing his head to him, he announced, "Devaki has sent me," and, sobbing, spoke the following words, "O Krishna, Krishna, mighty armed one, who are so affectionate to your parents, Shalva has seized your father and taken him away as a butcher leads an animal to slaughter." When he heard this disturbing news, Lord Krishna, who was playing the role of a mortal man, showed sorrow and compassion, and out of love for his parents, he spoke the following words like an ordinary conditioned soul. He said,
"Balaram is ever vigilant, and no demigod or demon can defeat him. So how could this insignificant Shalva defeat him and abduct my father? Indeed, fate is all-powerful."
After Govinda spoke these words, the master of Soba again appeared, apparently leading Vasudeva before the lord. Shalva then spoke as follows, "Here is your dear father, who begot you and for whose sake you are living in this world. I shall now kill him before your very eyes. Save him if you can, weakling." After he had mocked the lord in this way, the magician Shalva appeared to cut off Vasudeva's head with his sword. Taking the head with him, he entered the Soba vehicle, which was hovering in the sky. By nature, Lord Krishna is full in knowledge, and he possesses unlimited powers of perception. Yet for a moment, out of great affection for his loved ones, he remained absorbed in the mood of an ordinary human being. He soon recalled, however, that this was all a demoniac illusion engineered by Maya Danava and employed by Shalva. Now alert to the actual situation, Lord Achyuta saw before him on the battlefield neither the messenger nor his father's body. It was as if he had awakened from a dream. Seeing his enemy flying above him in his Soba plane, the lord then prepared to kill him. Such is the account given by some sages, O wise king, but those who speak in this illogical way are contradicting themselves, having forgotten their own previous statements. How can lamentation, bewilderment, material affection, or fear, all born out of ignorance, be ascribed to the infinite Supreme Lord, whose perception, knowledge, and power are all similarly infinite? By virtue of self-realization, fortified by service rendered to his feet, devotees of the Lord dispel the bodily concept of life, which has bewildered the soul since time immemorial. Thus they attain eternal glory in his personal association. How then can that supreme truth, the destination of all genuine saints, be subject to illusion? While Shalva continued to hurl torrents of weapons at him with great force, Lord Krishna, whose prowess never fails, shot his arrows at Shalva, wounding him and shattering his armor, bow, and crest jewel. Then with his club, the lord smashed his enemy's Soba airship. Shattered into thousands of pieces by Lord Krishna's club, the Soba airship plummeted into the water. Shalva abandoned it, stationed himself on the ground, took up his club, and rushed toward Lord Achyuta. As Shalva rushed at him, the lord shot a bala dart and cut off his arm that held the club. Having finally decided to kill Shalva, Krishna then raised his Sudarshan disc weapon, which resembled the sun at the time of universal annihilation. The brilliantly shining Lord appeared like the easternmost mountain bearing the rising sun. Employing his disc, Lord Hari removed the great magician's head with its earrings and crown, just as Purandara had used his thunderbolt to cut off Vritra's head. Seeing this, all of Shalva's followers cried out, "Alas! Alas!" With the sinful Shalva now dead and his sober airship destroyed, the heavens resounded with kettledrums played by groups of demigods. Then Dantavakra, wanting to avenge the death of his friends, furiously attacked the Lord.
Thus ends the 77th chapter of the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled, Lord Krishna Slays the Demon, Shalva.